1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 8.
Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he raised on the third day according to the scriptures. He appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of his brothers at the same time, most of all who are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born.
Now let's pray before we get into God's word. Father God, as we approach your word now, we pray that your spirit would guide us, convict us, and challenge us. But also, Lord, we pray that your spirit would encourage us with the wonderful news that Jesus is risen from the grave. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful news. And we pray that as we look at the verses we've just heard read, we would see how practical and helpful that wonderful news is to every area of our lives. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What do you live for? What is it that motivates you? What is it that keeps you going day after day? What is that thing that is of first importance in your life? Today we're gathered here to celebrate the wonderful news that Jesus is risen from the grave, which is the best news that anyone could ever hope to hear. But I don't want to assume that everyone feels that way this morning. Maybe you've come to church today because it's Easter Sunday and you feel like you should. Maybe you think the story of the resurrection is just that, a story. Maybe you've had a hard week and there's burdens weighing on you this morning that are keeping you from even wanting to think about something that happened so long ago. Or maybe you've heard the good news of Jesus, that he is risen, so many times that you've become desensitized to it. Today, as we look at the verses we've just heard read, we're going to be thinking about why the good news of Jesus is the most important and the most practical news that anyone could ever hope to hear. Because the good news that Jesus has risen from the grave is the only way that anyone can ever be made right with God. And it is the only way that anyone can have hope of life beyond the grave. When God raised Jesus back to life, he overcame the power of sin and death. When God raised Jesus back to life, he raised those who trust in Jesus to new life. And when God raised Jesus from the grave, he guaranteed the future resurrection of those who trust in him. So let's look at the first one of those. The resurrection of Jesus is of first importance because Jesus' resurrection overcame the power of sin and death. There's nothing more practical than overcoming the power of sin and death, is there? Because there's no greater problem that we face than sin and death. If you've ever been to a funeral of somebody who doesn't know or trust in Jesus, you will have heard things like people saying that their loved one's looking down on them, like an angel or something like that. Others are happy to speak of their loved one going to a better place without defining that place or why they ended up there or what it's like. But that is all an attempt to avoid the reality that they know in their heart but desperately want to ignore. The reality that they have no certainty of what lies beyond the grave. But it's a very, very different situation at a Christian funeral. When someone who trusts in Jesus passes away, it is sad for their loved ones and their friends because we miss them. But it is not sad for the person who passes it away, because death is not the end for those who trust in Jesus. Jesus defeated death when he rose from the grave. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. Or in other words, the consequences for sin is death and separation from God. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he defeated the power of sin and death for everyone who trusts in him. So the good news that Jesus is risen from the grave is incredibly practical in times of serious illness, pain, and the loss of loved ones. Because it means that we have a certain hope of life beyond the grave, as long as our faith is in Jesus. Humans are very, very smart. We do all sorts of amazing things with technology and science. We can solve all sorts of problems in our lives. But no one will ever be able to overcome the problem of death unless they have faith in Jesus. Because he is the only way that anyone can ever be made right with God. And he is the one and only way that we can ever be set free from the fear of sin and separation from God and the fear of death. And that's what makes the good news of Jesus the most important and the most practical news that anyone could ever hope to hear. The resurrection of Jesus is of first importance because Jesus' resurrection raise those who trust in him to new life. Now, sometimes you'll hear about people talking about the hope of Jesus' resurrection as something that's only for when we die. Don't have to worry about that till we get older because, you know, it's only for when we die. But that is not the real truth. Trusting in Jesus is the only way that anyone can have confidence in the face of death. But the good news that Jesus has risen from the grave is more than just a hope that we have for when we die. Our hope of new life is not just a future hope, but a present reality for everyone who trusts in Jesus. We heard these verses read on Good Friday. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Or in other words, those who trust in Jesus have already been raised to new life in him. Our motivation to love God and to love others has been refocused by the wonderful news that Jesus is risen from the grave. Our life priorities have been reordered by this same wonderful news that Jesus died and rose again. We haven't been made perfect yet, but God's Spirit is alive and active in the hearts and minds of everyone whose faith is in Jesus, helping them to say no to sin and yes to living for God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 says, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Anyone without faith in Jesus, anyone who doesn't trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, is still dead in their transgressions. They are physically alive, but they are spiritually dead. They are separated from God because of sin. And without the atoning work of Jesus, in other words, with faith in his life, death, and resurrection, they are completely unable to make themselves right with God, no matter how many good things they do, no matter how moral of a life they live. They are completely unable to make themselves right with God. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, took us from a state of spiritual death and through Jesus' resurrection brought us into a state of spiritual life with Christ. Jesus' resurrection isn't just a future hope of what is to come, but a present reality for all those who trust in Jesus. That's what makes the good news of Jesus the most important and the most practical news that anyone could ever hope to hear. The resurrection of Jesus is of first importance because it guarantees the future bodily resurrection of all those who believe. 1 Corinthians 15, a little bit further on than the verses we had read, verses 22 to 23 say, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him." That's a little bit complicated in the way it's worded, but it's saying for those who are in Adam, everyone who's related to Adam, who is not trusting in Jesus, they will all die and be spiritually dead. But all those who are alive in Christ, all those who are trusting in Jesus, will be made alive in Christ. It is Jesus' resurrection that guarantees the future resurrection of all those who trust in him. Because through Jesus' resurrection, God the Father expressed his approval and satisfaction with Jesus' sacrifice for our sins on the cross. Death is no longer the end for those who trust in Jesus. And we will not always dwell in these weak and frail bodies that are often affected by sickness, tiredness, and our date of birth. Because Jesus is risen, those who trust in him will be physically raised to eternal life with him. As Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21 says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Because of his resurrection, God is going to physically raise all those who trust in him and give them glorified bodies. Bodies that are in many ways similar to the ones we have, but in all ways newer and better, because they'll no longer be affected by sin, the fall, sickness, tiredness, growing old. That's why the good news of Jesus' resurrection is more important and more practical than any other news you could ever hope to hear. What do you live for? What is it that motivates you? What is it that keeps you going day after day after day? What is it that is of first importance in your life? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, Paul is reminding the believers in Corinth just how important the good news that Jesus is risen is. Even though they've heard that news, they've believed in that news, and they have taken their stand for the gospel, which means that it's possible to know in our heads and in our hearts this wonderful news, to know that we should be motivated by it, but to forget how wonderful it is that Jesus is risen. To get so caught up in our daily lives and our own concerns and worries that we lose sight of this wonderful gift. The good news of Jesus is the reason why we gather to meet and worship with each other each Sunday. If it wasn't, then we would go and do something else. We would be in the garden or sleeping in or doing anything else. The good news of Jesus is the reason that we continue to serve and help each other. If it wasn't, then we would shift our priorities to other things. The good news of Jesus is the reason that we love each other in the good times and in the hard times. If it wasn't, then we'd just love those who love us, or those who are easy to love, or those who have something that can benefit us. But it's easy to forget that the good news of Jesus is most important and become distracted by other things in our lives that we feel are important. And that's why Paul warns the believers in verse 2 that by this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. Good news that Jesus died for our sins and was raised to life again. This good news has the power to free us from the fear of sin and death, to take us from a state of spiritual death and bring us into life, and to provide us with a certain hope that we will one day be physically raised to be with Christ. But only if we hold firm to the good news that Jesus died for us and was raised to life again. This is the message that is of first importance. And if we truly believe that it is of first importance, then the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection will be the thing that motivates us to live for him. It will be the thing that gives us strength when we are feeling down. And it will be the thing that influences every decision we make, if it is the thing that is of first importance in our lives. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the wonderful gift of Christ Jesus. We thank you that even when we were dead in our transgressions, dead in our sins, and your enemies, Lord, rebelling against you, you loved us so much that you sent your Son into the world to suffer and to die in our place so that we might be able to be raised with him. Lord, we pray that you would grant everyone here today faith in Jesus. We pray that this wonderful news that Jesus is risen, that he has died for us and been raised again, would be of first importance in each one of our lives. And we pray that this would be the case, Lord, through the power of your Spirit. And for your name's sake, Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.